Sagt das Wort von Perat Yidal in Mishnah Aleph. Parat Chata, the Sarfa Chutz Megita. A Paraduma, which was burnt outside of the gas. Paraduma is called a Paras Chata, and the Torah calls it Echata. And it's burnt outside the Beis Hamikdash on the Har Abayis. And it's burnt on a Marechas Eitim, which is set up like a gas. The Eitim that it is burnt on is set up like a wine press. And if, instead of burning it on the Marechas Eitim, which was set up for it, it was burnt outside of that Marechas Eitim, there would be no Chi of Kari. This is not similar to shechting a korban outside the Beis Hamikdash. V'chein Sar HaMishtaleh Ashei Kribu B'chut. The same would be true by a Sar HaMishtaleh, the Sar which is sent La'azazel on Yom HaKippur. And somebody was makriv that Sar HaMishtaleh outside of the Beis Hamikdash, instead of sending it La'azazel, it was Nikrav, Patur. In both cases, there is no Chi of Kari. This is not similar to shechting a korban B'chut. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'al Petach Oyo Moed Lo Hibiyu. When are you chayev for shchute and halah b'chutz, that's only by a korban which was not brought to a Pesach oil moy that should have been brought to the Beit HaMikdash to be nikra, and it was not brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Instead, it was nikra b'chutz, and we can learn from here. Kol she'ein arayi lava a Pesach oil moy ein chayav nalo. Anything which anyway is not right to be brought to the Pesach oil moy, the Paras Chatos is burnt in the Har Abayis, not in the Beit HaMikdash. And the Sarim Shalash is sent La'azazel outside of Yerushalayim. In such a case, if you're makriv a b'chutz, you would not be chayv. And the portion speak out. When do we say that if you're makriv the Sarim Shalash b'chutz, you're not chayv? That's only if you do so after the vidui is done on the Sarim Shalash. But if you're makriv the Sarim Shalash b'chutz before the vidui, in such a case, you would be chayv for being makriv a b'chutz. Because since the vidui has not yet been done, it's roi lavo al pesach al mayit. It has to be brought into the Beit HaMikdash to do the vidui on it. Therefore, in such a case, that it was nikra b'chutz before the vidui was done, he would be chayev for being makir the star hamishtaleach b'chutz. Sechet v'achem perat yidal in Mishnah Beis, haruvea b'han nirva, an animal that is ruvea nisha, or an animal that was nirva yidei nish, b'han muksa, an animal that was set aside to be used as a korban for avodah zarah, b'han neva, an animal that was worshipped as an avodah zarah, b'ha esna, an animal that was given to his owner as an esnan, b'ha mechir, an animal that was switched for a kela, a klein, an animal that came from two different types of animals, such as from a taish and a rachel, ba'a trefa, an animal that's a trefa, b'yotzi dofen, an animal that was not born in a natural way, was born with a C-section, she'krivan b'chutz pater. If any of these animals was nikdash as a korban, if somebody was makabit outside of the Beit HaMikdash, he would be pater from kari if he does so b'mezit, and pater from a chatzit if he does so b'shogit. She'nemar l'pnei mishkan Hashem. As the Pasuk said, V'al Pesach HaOmer Lo Aviyu. L'fnei Mishkan Hashem. Kol She'ein Arayi Lavo L'fnei Mishkan Hashem. Ein Chayev Nalo. Anything that's not right to be brought to the Mishkan Hashem and all these animals are possible for our Akrava. You would not be Chayev if you shecht the B'chutz. Now this we cannot learn out from a Pesach HaOmer Lo Aviyu like we learned down in the previous Mishnah that Paras Chatos and Sar Mishtaleach, which was Nishchat B'chutz, is Pater. At all these cases, the animal at one time was kosher to be brought to the korban, just it became puzzle later on. So for this, we need to learn out from the Pnei Mishkan Hashem that you're not chayv if you're makriv the b'chutz. Bale mumen, bein bale mumen kvuin, bein bale mumen oivrim, shekrivim b'chutz, puzzle. If the animal, the bale mumen, whether the mumen has is kavua, it will never heal, or whether the mumen has is oivrim, it could eventually heal and it could eventually at one time be roi la krova. Since at this point, it has a mumen and it's not roi la krova, you're makriv b'chutz, you're pater from karts. Rabbi Shimon Aymer, Bale Mumen Kvuin, pater. Ubale Mumen Oivrin, Oivrin B'lei Tasser. Rabbi Shimon argued. He said that if the animal is a Bale Mumen Kavua, and it will never heal, so it will always be puzzle for a korban, then he agrees in such a case, if you're makriv b'chutz, you're pater. But if the animal has a Mumen Oivrin, it will eventually be kosher for a korban later on. In such a case, you're not chayav karts, if you shech the b'chutz, you're only oivrin on a low sasa, so therefore instead of kares, there is a chiyav malchus, and if you do so, b'shogeg, there will be no chiyav to bring a chata. Tyrin shalo igiyah is mana. Tyrin, that is mana, is not yet magiyah, but then to be roi l'akrov. As tyrin are only kosher for a korban when they are gedolim, after it starts turning gold around their neck. And if somebody is makir them b'chutz, before it's igiyah is mana for them to be roi l'akrov, while they are still ketanim, he would be pater, since they are not at this point roi l'akrov. And if somebody is makriv b'chutz b'nei yona, that it's already over his manam for them to be roi l'akrov. And Bnei Yon are only kosher for Korbanos when they are katanim, before they start turning gold. But once they start turning gold, they're no longer roilog. For Rabban, if somebody is makir them b'chutz, after the zman, then he is patur from kors. Rabbi Shimon, I mer Bnei Yon is over zmanon patur. Rabbi Shimon says, I agree with the Tanakhama that if somebody is makir b'chutz Bnei Yon, that it's over zmanon, they are no longer roilog Rabban, then he should be patur. But Tarin Shaloi gives manon below tasa. But by Tarin Shaloi gives manon, somebody is makir b'chutz Tarin before this man that they are roilog Rabban before they start turning gold. In such a case, he argues with the Tanakam and he holds there is no chiyav kari for somebody who's makir them b'chutz. He is only over on the low sasa because, as we said, Rabbi Shimon holds any korban that will at some time become roil hakrava, even though right now they are not roil hakrava. If you're makir the b'chutz, you're only over on the low sasa. You're patur from karbis. Also, v'es b'no umochutzur's man patur. Somebody who shechts a korban b'chutz in which the mother has already been nishcha that day. So therefore, the son is not right to be brought to the korban today, as the pasuk said. Also, v'es b'no lo dishchatu b'yom echa. Or somebody shechts a korban b'chutz, which is mechutzur's man. It's within 7 days of birth, and the Torah said you can only bring a korban after it's already 7 days old. Or if the balam are mechutzur's man, we'll see the case of balam mechutzur's man in the next mishnah. In such a case, your patur from karis for shechting it chutz, since it's not roi l'akrava right now, even though eventually it will be roi l'akrava, there is no chi of karis. Rabbi Shimon Aymar HaReze below sasa. Rabbi Shimon says, your oiver on the low sasa in this case, shai Rabbi Shimon Aymar koshu roi l'abo l'akhaz man, HaReze below sasa be'embo karis. As Rabbi Shimon said, any korban, which even though it's possible right now for akrava, if it will be roi to be part of the korban after a certain amount of time, in such a case, if you shecht it, or you makav it b'chutz, you're over on the low sasa, but there's no kareis. The chachamim aymerim kol she'embo kareis, embo below sasa. The chachamim argue, they say any time there is no kareis for being makav it b'chutz, in a case where it's not roi l'akrava right now, there would be no low sasa either, even though eventually it will be roi l'akrava. Since right now it's not roi l'akrava, there is no low sasa, there would be no chiyav makas.